31st January, 1946. Astral Paths, Higher Worlds. This morning, after reading an article in the newspaper about paths beyond the sun and the higher worlds, Bhagavan said, "They write a lot about the paths beyond the sun and other planets, and the blissful worlds above them. All those worlds are also like this world. There is nothing specifically great about them. Here, a song is being transmitted over the radio. Last time, it was from Madras. Now, it is from Tiruchirappalli. If you tune again, it will be from Mysore. All these places are in Tiruvannamalai, within this short time. It is the same way with other worlds. You have only to turn your minds to them. But what is the use? You merely go about from place to place, get tired and disgusted. Where is Shanti? Peace. If you want it, you must know the eternal truth. If you cannot know that, the mind will not get absorbed in Shanti." Similarly, someone inquired of Bhagavan some time back, "People talk of Vaikuntha, Kailas, Indralok, Chandralok, etc. Do they really exist?" Bhagavan replied, "Certainly. You can rest assured that they all exist. There also a Swami like me will be found seated on a couch, and disciples will also be seated around him. They will ask something, and he will say something in reply. Everything will be more or less like this. What of that? If one sees Chandraloka, he will ask for Indraloka, and after Indraloka, Vaikuntha, and after Vaikuntha, Kailas, and so on, and the mind goes on wondering. Where is Shanti? If Shanti is required, the only correct method of securing it is by self-inquiry. Through self-inquiry, self-realization is possible. If one realizes the self, one can see all these worlds within one's self. The source of everything is one's own self, and if one realizes the self, one will not find anything different from the self. Then these questions will not arise. There may or may not be a Vaikuntha or a Kailas, but it is a fact that you are here, isn't it? How are you here? Where are you? After you know about these things, you can think of all those worlds."